Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight. Sorry for starting late. I was suffering just as the show was due to begin. I was suffering from an ocular migraine. I was seeing flashes, jagged lines of lights in my eyes, and so I thought it may not be the best to start the show, but now it's gone. I just had to rest 30 minutes and it's gone. It happens when I think you have low blood pressure in your eye, in what feeds blood to your retina or your optics nerve. Cynical Biped says, JF, imagine if you were vaxxed. Maybe if I was vaxxed, this would be my death. But for now, it was just an ocular migraine. By the way, I've lowered the threshold. I've increased the threshold for the compressor. Some people have been giving me comments that there was too much compression. I like compression. I really like this this dampening of the radio style voice. I'm from the 90s. I used to listen to radio hosts, and that's how they compress. So I like it very much. But since someone was finding that it was a little too much, I have worked on my settings and increased a little bit so that it doesn't trigger as early. Tall Kid is giving us some news in a super chat. He is the guy who was telling me, if I remember correctly, he had sent me a super chat saying that his girlfriend was 7% non-white. And he was annoyed by this, and I had said, bro, don't make a big deal out of it. If she is a female of quality, 7% is very small. It's not going to impact much in your descendants, and eventually it will totally go away. And now he writes to me, I told my girlfriend what I was thinking about her DNA test, and she broke up with me. Deeply regret it. Should have just taken your advice. Wasn't worth ending the relationship over. Oh, bro, I'm sorry, but oh my God, you didn't listen to my advice. What did you think could be improved by you sharing your thoughts about this to her? It's something that she cannot change. So if she cannot change it, and that's really the case, she really cannot change it, then you either have to accept it or you have to walk away yourself. But you did the worst possible thing. You talked to her about it. Talking is what women do. Choosing is what men do. You're not a man yet, Tall Kid. Maybe that's why your nickname is Tall Kid. You are not a human adult yet. You are just a tall kid. Tall Kid. No, you don't engage in a conversation on something that cannot change. Something that cannot change, you have to process it internally. Do I accept her the way she is, or do I leave her? That was the decision you were faced with, and you did the worst. You approached her like this is something that you can talk out of. You cannot talk your genes out of you. And she cannot, so she, actually, I agree with her decision. If you are so stupid as to bring this up and be and express an annoyance with 7% of our genes, you are basically bringing in a deal breaker. You are giving her no other choice than to leave you because you just insulted who she was. There is no way love can recover from this. Next time, do better. Next time, realize the value of what you have, and instead of seeing the glass 7% empty, see the glass 93% full. You had basically 93% of what you want, and you messed up with it. You messed up and you lost it. Now you have 0%. White children. Well, this is shocking. The fact that people have gotten so moved by the arguments of 2016, 2017, that they are ruining their own lives with it. It's amazing to me, and I've never advocated for any of this. We have to consider demographics, we have to consider genetic realities, but genetic realities don't have to be considered as a digital thing, zero or one, 0% or 100%. There is a continuum, and at 93%, you are totally fine. Your descendants will be white, or there will be some point in your line of descent where it won't even be traceable that she had 7%. Cynical Biped says actually he insulted just 7% of her. Pattern Recognizer says maybe the 7% was all in her feet. What is this suggestion? Is it some foot fetish type of stuff? What are we talking about here? By the way, if you'd like to support the show today, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. We have a January 6th so-called rioter who has been given a sentence of 7 years in prison, and I think it's unreasonable. I think it's a political pursuit because this guy, they say he brought a gun to the US Capitol. Here's the thing, he had a gun, but he never went into the US Capitol. So basically, he was bearing an arm. Now, you cannot, this would not have been 7 year if it was just that he was carrying an arm. So how did they get to 7 years? Well, he made a threat on YouTube in a self-filmed video. He said, "I just want to see Pelosi's head hit every fucking stair on the way out, and Mitch McConnell too." So here's an example of how all of the conduct that he had probably wouldn't have led to any sort of criminal finding, but because he said these things on video and he filmed himself and published it, it becomes a threat against an official. But let me ask you this: what is the difference between this guy and Kathy Griffin? Kathy Griffin posed with the head of Donald Trump severed from his body. How is Kathy Griffin not in jail and this guy is in jail? The answer is the Democrat pursuit of a Stalinist style trial for the people of January 6th. It's that they will find anything wrong they've done and they will go after them. But someone who makes threats against a politician on YouTube very often will not get prosecuted for it. And Kathy Griffin, in fact, it was presented as an art form. How is this guy not an artist? What's the difference between him and Kathy Griffin? Don't they have the same rights? What if his threat to Pelosi was an act of performance by an actor, by a comedian? Why don't we consider this? Of course, the judge didn't, and they won't, because they want to have heads chopped in the name of January 6th justice. The attack against our democracy was mentioned by the judge. Mr. Refit's reluctance to admit early that his behavior is illegal is concerning. And I want to be very clear, under no legitimate definition of the term patriot does Mr. Refit's behavior on and around January 6th fit the term. It is the antithesis of the word. The officers at the Capitol are the patriots, as well as those who fought and even died to protect our democracy, our rule of law. Those in the mob are not. Not only are they not patriot, they are a direct threat to our democracy and will be punished as such. All right, what is happening in the chat? I'm going to ban some people here. Ban. You guys are trying to get around my word bans, and I do not tolerate this. You have to respect the rules that I have set. Audio is kind of crunchy today, is it though? Hello, test. Yeah, it is. All right. Yeah. Let's see. Hello. Yeah. Okay. Wow. It's hard to fix. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hello. Less crunch. I think I was too high on this game. All right, we have a new system, so bear with me while I get used to this new system. There's different levels, and there are places where I can increase the gain either here, or there, and it changes the crunchiness. I think I'm better now, but tell me, let me know about it. Rabobank, if Pelosi now chickens out and doesn't go to Taiwan, China will have proven it controls access to it. That's one read. It's a possible read. I mean, the media is currently saying that I'm wrong and that Pelosi is headed to Taiwan. That's a surprising thing to me, but at the same time, there's no confirmation from Pelosi yet. So for now, it's speculation by officials on the Taiwan side and some US officials, but it's speculation. As long as I don't hear it from Pelosi herself, I don't expect her to go there. But that's an interesting reading that China is putting pressure just to see if she goes, and if she doesn't go, it gives them a claim of legitimacy. It shows to the world, look, we decided that she wouldn't go, and she didn't go. Interesting, very interesting thought. Here are the five Chinese military response scenarios if Pelosi visits Taiwan. Scenario one, the minimalist approach. The PLA occupies Jinmen or Matsu Islands, as well as Taiwan Islands and the South China Sea, and maybe even the Penghu Islands. They also declare part or all of the Taiwan Strait a no-go zone to foreign military shipping. This would probably be fairly easy for the PLA, which is the army of China, and Taiwan would probably not want to overcommit to naval action against the huge PLA navy if it didn't directly approach the main island. Scenario 2, hybrid warfare. Some sort of partial naval and aerial blockade of Taiwan intended to interfere with the economy. Scenario 3, a serious attack but no invasion. Scenario 4, the full Monty, a proper invasion. And scenario 5, worst case scenario, short of nuclear, full air and sea blockade, massive ballistic missile attacks on military targets, massive cyber attack. Aggressive naval and aerial attacks to degrade Taiwan's forces and achieve battlefield superiority, followed by aerial assaults by fighters and bombers on military targets and area bombing of civilian targets. Wow, that's a nice catalog of possibilities here. I can't wait to see what happens. Firestarter says China won't do anything. Yeah, that's all. Politics always disappoint, and politics are always a little less extreme than the dreams and the fantasies of people. And so, yes, I also think nothing will happen. Pelosi, I think she's not going to go to Taiwan. If she goes, I expect responses to be minimal. In the end, politics is always flat and boring. Too bad it's my job to review these things every day because it's, Yes, Cynical Biped says it's all about hype. That's what it is, unfortunately. Pelosi expected to visit Taiwan, Taiwanese and US officials say. So that's the report that claims that it will be part of her tour of Asia. But it's just third parties for now. It's not Pelosi confirming this. They are saying that she might even stay for overnight in Taiwan, in Taipei. That seems like an increased risk, so they're discussing about whether she will stay overnight or just get out. Taiwan officials say Pelosi is definitely coming as China begins closing waters for new PLA drills. People whom Miss Pelosi is planning to meet with in Taiwan have been informed of her imminent arrival, this person said. Though some details remain in flux, some of Ms. Pelosi's meetings have been scheduled for Tuesday evening, but most are set for Wednesday, the person said, adding that they include, but aren't limited to, Taiwanese government officials. She's definitely coming, the person said. The only variable is whether she spends the night in Taipei. Well, that is interesting. Some people are expecting her, and they have been set on schedules where they expect her. Reps Koda says Jeff talking biology is more interesting than politics. However, I would imagine there's less demand for it, nor is it as conductive to daily content. Yes, I mean I'm certainly not giving up on talking about biology. I will always love talking about it, but it's certainly not something we can talk about every day, 1 hour a day. So I have to fill my content with absorbing the news of the world because there's just not enough action in biology. I mean, look at it's been 4 years soon. In December, it's going to be 4 years that I published The Revolutionary Phenotype, and people are still lost. Oh, how did life emerge on Earth? There could have been RNA, maybe? It's like, holy shit, guys. This is the state of biology right now. They need to read my book. Tillman says, Jeff, I'm not getting the notification until almost the end of the show. This has been happening for the last couple of weeks. I even reset the notification. Do you have any idea what I should do? Well, I don't know that Odyssey is giving advance notice of live streams, especially since I announce and set the live stream sometimes 30 minutes before I begin. And I don't know if Odyssey is equipped to announce the live stream as notification. So certainly you shouldn't trust the notification system. It's not that they want to hide me, it's just that it's not necessarily fit to announce the lives. What you should do is follow me on any of my platforms where I update. You can follow the Discord and be in the announcement section as soon as I upload a live, as soon as I start the live thumbnail, you get a link. You can follow my Gab, Roof, Parler, whatever fits you. And use those as your indication that I'm going live soon. That will be much better for you. China issues another direct threat as Pelosi begins Asia tour. China issued another direct threat Monday as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to make a trip to Taiwan. The PLA said they won't sit idly by if Pelosi sets foot in Taiwan, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said, according to Bloomberg, her stature as the number three US official means a trip would be highly sensitive, Zhao said at a Beijing press briefing. As to what measures, let's wait and see whether she insists on this visit. I don't know if she will insist. Crazy Catman says, I get Android notifications for the show from the Odyssey app. Okay, so that's if you have Android, I guess you can install the Odyssey app. Spindly Opinion says you should re-release your book with a black female author's name and see if it gets more attention. I love the idea. One day we're gonna have to do it. One day we're gonna have to do it because the oppression of white people in the academia is becoming unsustainable. So one day we're gonna have to prove that academia is basically unable to attend anymore to a valid theory if it comes from a white man. US kills Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in drone strike in Afghanistan. Listen, guys, this is such boomer pursuit. Boomers of the CIA killing a boomer from Al-Qaeda. I don't care. Biden has made this whole speech today live.
Of reversal. No day shall erase you from the memory of time. No day shall erase you from the memory of time. So we continue to mourn every innocent life that was stolen on 9/11 and honor their memories. To the families who lost fathers and mothers.
It's like the I think Biden is trying to make a trying to position himself as the kind of the warmonger for whom you should vote. Just because Americans love to vote for a president at war for some reason, it's like, yeah, let's get behind our president. He needs our help. But this doesn't do it. This is not it, Joe. He just killed this guy who apparently his death had already been announced before. People were showing these old things from November 2020. Al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri dies in Afghanistan. So apparently it's not even the first time that it is claimed that this guy is killed. And Al-Qaeda has Al-Qaeda been a threat to the US recently? It seems to me that at this point you are attacking people in other countries that are basically operating in other countries. You are involving yourself in something you don't need to be involved in. And understandably so, there is in the Middle East a hate of what America has been doing to them for decades now, keeping them from developing, keeping them from taking their own direction, from controlling their countries, trying to impose Western values and standards by force. Understandably, there's a bunch of people who are attracted to these groups that hate what America has done to them. Former high-level Russian official who left Putin's government reportedly hospitalized. I love this news because the guy is hospitalized for Guillain-Barré syndrome. And what is the thing that should ring a bell in your head when you hear Guillain-Barré syndrome? It looks like it's the vax. So this guy was attracted by Western values. He used to be part of the Russian government. He was in charge. I already covered this guy's defection. He was in charge of climate change diplomacy for Russia. And when Putin started the war against Ukraine, he didn't like it. And so he defected from Russia and got attracted to Western nations. I don't know exactly where he is at this moment. He's in Europe. So this guy, probably in the process of all this, certainly must have had the vax because he was traveling internationally. There must have been some obligation when he defected Russia to get the vax if he already didn't have it. So basically, this guy has gotten the vax for entering the West, defecting Russia, and now he gets the punishment that he deserves, which is Guillain-Barré syndrome, a neurological condition that is related to to a kind of immune reaction, if I remember correctly. A condition of moderate severity in his case and stable. So he's not going to die, but he's going to pay the. Is there a saying around this? Defect from Russia, pay the toll, or join the West, pay the. I'm trying to find something that rhymes. I'm sure some of you in the regular chat might be able to find something, but take the vax, pay the tax. That's a good one. Channel awesome. Take the vax, pay the tax. Deadstar says, I wonder what's worth more to China. Control of Taiwan after a brutal and complex war, or the CCP's current status quo ownership of America's Fortune 500 companies and their complete supply chains and DC lobbyists. Exactly, I think you're totally right. I think that China taking control of Taiwan is somewhat desirable from the long-term perspective of a Chinese Asian empire, but it's not a major priority. And I think that I would expect that the Chinese government sees it this way. Now, there may be circumstances that pushes them toward trying to dominate Taiwan. They may perceive that there's a good moment to do it, and a momentary weakness of the US would allow them to do it. Perhaps something like this, but I don't think it's an urgency for them to take control of Taiwan. I believe it's a symbolic, mostly around national symbolism and history, but even if they were to eventually dominate Taiwan in 50 or 100 years from now, I don't see the problem. Meanwhile, you are correct, there is Chinese immigration happening across the world, Australia, the US, and that is long term, it is a much more fructifying investment. Because when the West Coast of the US becomes 20, 30, 40% Asian, this will be a different US that they will have to deal with. And it might be a more friendly US to their progression as an empire. Senior economist fact checked by Facebook for saying US is in a recession. I don't know if that's a proper title, because what I see as a message is politifact fact. No, the White House didn't change the definition of a recession. And this guy was basically fact-checked for claiming that the White House changed the definition of a recession. Well, the White House certainly has been blurring the definition of a recession by invoking and it's been done in the media, in CNN, and on Wikipedia. There's been an effort to present the two quarters with a retraction of the economy, two negative quarter of GDP growth as being a recession, and it's been presented, oh, this is just one definition. So that's definitional blurring. Definitely it's been happening. But this guy is complaining because he's an economist who just uses the classical definition that's always been used before. And he says, we live in an Orwellian hellscape. Facebook is now fact-checking anyone who questions the White House's word games about the definition of a recession. And he was pointing out, no one ever got fact-checked for claiming that there was a recession under Trump. And definitely there wasn't. But see MSNBC, recession created by Donald Trump's negligence. No one gets fact-checked for this one. Joe Biden a long time ago under Trump. President Obama and I left Donald Trump a booming economy, and he caused a recession. He squandered it just like he has everything else is inherited in his life. Not true, but never fact-checked. So we are only getting fact-checked when it's to the disadvantage of a Democrat president. Some random bloke says, "Hey, Jeff, do you know whatever happened to Faith Goldie? Seems like she has disappeared from the internet." I don't know. Faith Goldie, it's been a while. I haven't consulted her outlets. Faith Goldie on Gab. That doesn't seem to be Faith Goldie. Okay, let's see. Faith Goldie on Twitter. Well. Faith Goldie. That's not Faith Goldie. Well, it seems that she may have disappeared from the internet. Twitter has banned this account. Well. What about this one? Banned by Twitter. You know, it sucks. It seems that she has disappeared. But what that means is that, anyways, you know, this business of e-thotting, and I love Faith Goldie. I wouldn't want my comments about her being an e-thot to be taken as against her or anything. I think she's great. I think she's done some good work. But let's be clear, she is one of those women who surfs on their looks and attracts a crowd, and eventually they convert toward what they are meant to do, which is baby making. So when you see those e-tots disappear from the internet, well, first, it's because those e-tots are draining much more money than Papa JF, you see. So there is kind of a cycle of positive reinforcement where the more beautiful the e-tot, the more she gets money. And therefore, the more she becomes free to leave the internet. And the least interesting it is for her to stay on the internet. Because you guys are sending millions of dollars while masturbating to these women. So they make so much money that there's no reason for them to expose themselves to the hate. They get banned from various platforms because they're too based. And they're millionaires now, so they can get out. Whereas Papa JF, not being an e-tot, has to work intellectually to get even $3 super chats. It's like, I have to dump extreme quality onto the internet because you guys are not paying me for my boobs. That is just what it is. So that's also why I will stay on the internet until I die. I mean, at least as far as I think, maybe one day it's not going to be possible. Maybe one day I will be starving. But as long as I can do it, I will stay on the internet and not be an e-tot. Show some shoulder now and again, JF. I don't think it would work. UN chief and Putin in... Oh, there was another super chat that I didn't catch. Some random bloke says, "Hey, JF, have you ever heard add Dr. Ricardo Duchesne on your show? Have you ever read any of his books? He is amazing." Yes, I've had Mr. Duchesne or Dr. Duchesne on my show back in the days of the public space. Look, I think he's a solid guy. He's a solid guy, the kind of guy who was in the academic system. And I think he's now out. I think, I don't know if he got pushed into a retirement, or maybe it was the time for his retirement, but he's a thinker who believes in the importance of our identity and our demographics as European peoples. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with him. And I think he's right about much of the things he says. That's it. And yes, I've had him on the show. I've interviewed him, although I don't know if the interview is still on the internet. UN chief and Putin in rare moment of agreement. World is one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation. days after the UK warned that the risk for nuclear war is higher today than ever during the Cold War due to lack of communication, Russian President Vladimir Putin in Monday remarks said there can be no winners in nuclear war, stressing it must never be unleashed on the world. Okay, so I think this is all talk, and it's all, I think it's Putin trying to reserve a space of action and say, you know, let's not get to nuclear war. Just, you guys just shut up about Ukraine. Start respecting the fact that Russia can have security interests just like the US does, and everything's going to be okay. I think that the whole Ukraine adventure ultimately is Putin testing, can we get away with, can we introduce a history, a kind of precedent of Russia caring for itself and doing like the US has been doing for 60 years now. Dino Lugovich says, I have heard this for 50 years. Are we there yet? For fuck's sake. You've heard what? The nuclear strikes? Are we there yet? You are demanding that the nuclear strikes happen? Let's get done with it. Unsealed Depp versus Heard case court docs revealed the Aquaman actress was an exotic dancer. So there are some things that are now revealed because the jury has taken its decision. And we hear that Amber Heard used to be an exotic dancer, but it was not sex work. It was just dance and just display. There was no contact dancing, no prostitution. And her lawyer had successfully made it so that the jury would not be exposed to these facts because they say it would be prejudicial to her to be seen as a sex worker rather than a woman speaking out for female empowerment. Well, now we know that Amber Heard used to be a dancer, an exotic dancer. What does that mean? She doesn't give me an exotic vibe. I don't get the exotic vibe, but you never know, with a couple of feathers and the right shirt and dress, maybe. This is only the start, Bill Holter warns. Whole world is a banana republic. A few months back, precious metals expert and financial writer Bill Holter predicted the economy was going to tank, and today the US is officially in a recession. Holter said it's not just America buckling under enormous debt, but the entire world. This is only the start. They are trying to debate whether or not we are in a recession, but it's pretty much a lock. Yes, we are in a recession, and this is not just the US. This is a global problem. Let me put this into perspective. If you add up all the global GDPs, we are roughly $100 trillion. The problem is there is well over $350 trillion in debt worldwide. When I graduated college, anything above 100% debt to GDP was considered a banana republic. Look where we are today. Globally, it's 350% debt to GDP. What that tells me is the world is a banana republic. I agree. I think it's a very good reading. The system is unsustainable, especially since the ever-growing size of our economy is over. I think we won't have major advancements anymore. And in fact, we'll have less incompetent people taking over society as our demographics change. And so we're going to be paying ever-increasing parts of interest to a debt and being less and less productive to pay it back. White House says Russia made a bad faith, non-serious prisoner swap proposal. Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout's attorney has waded in on ongoing U.S.-Russia negotiations to free detained Americans Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan Attorney Steve Zissou told CNN he is confident there will be a prisoner swap centered on his client being released. But the U.S., the White House doesn't seem to be liking it. The White House says it's not a serious prisoner swap proposal. So too bad, but I think that Russia will be happy to just keep these people in and continue pressuring the Democrats, because ultimately, as we entered the election, all of this would serve Biden very well if he could say to his base, look, we got this girl, this basketball player out of Russia. That would make him look competent and good. But at the same time, perhaps he would be criticized to have released a supposedly dangerous criminal from Russia. What else do we have in the news? As Fox News effectively banned Trump from appearing on their network, that's an article by Paul Joseph Watson. We talked about this, the fact that the Trump speech from DC was not transmitted on the Fox News network. And yeah, the decision has reportedly been made at the highest levels of Fox parent company and by the Murdoch family to shun Trump entirely. They don't like Trump, but Trump went after them. When he was president, he said to people to stop watching Fox, so what do you want? There is animosity there, and there's a big question on whether Trump can win without Twitter, without Fox News. People have been sharing with me an accident that has happened in Hong Kong during an Asian kind of fake performance of music. And you see one of these TVs just falls onto some guy. It seems very heavy. I think it's a miracle that the guy has survived. Let's have a look at it. The guy was split in two by the TV, miraculously has survived. We have another angle. Well, thankfully, modern TVs are not as heavy as old TVs, because the old TV in my grandma's basement, it was small like this, but it was heavier probably than this whole than this whole big TV. LED TVs are necessitating less and less mass, and thankfully the guy survived. But yeah, you have to be careful when organizing events like this. These things are massive things hanging over people's head. It's not the first time where we've seen Bret Hart, you know, fall from an apparatus of some kind during a wrestling match. We see accidents happening, and I think you have to engineer these things super with margins of safety that are enormous, and you have to control for every possible mistake that could be made. Yeah, I said Bret Hart, and it was Owen Hart. Owen Hart is the one who fell from the sky. Basically, he was doing a performance and coming down from the sky, hooked to some cable, and totally died from this. Unbelievable, but yeah, this one seems to have survived. Zelensky thanks Biden for fresh $550 million in military aid, claiming Ukraine is closer to victory. You gotta be kidding me. Closer to victory? There is no sign of progression of Ukraine. Whatever progression their forces have done are places that we wouldn't have expected Russia to want to defend, like the north of Kherson it was an undefendable position. So of course Russia backs out and they present this as a counteroffensive. But really, there hasn't been much progress. So this money is somehow making it into the most corrupt country in the world. And we are supposed to think that it will contribute to the war effort. Someone was publishing the difference of the media treatment of Ukraine before the Ukraine war and after. Changing with the times or following their master's order, The Guardian before the Ukraine war: welcome to Ukraine, the most corrupt nation in Europe. The Guardian after the war: the fight for Ukraine is a fight for liberal ideas. Reuters: Ukraine's neo-Nazi problem. Reuters after the war: for foreign fighters, Ukraine offers purpose, camaraderie, and a cause. Neo-Nazi one day, and camaraderie and a cause and purpose the other day. Isn't that beautiful? Fox before the war: a Ukrainian comedian turned president is embroiled in Trump's impeachment mess. CNN after the war: Ukrainians are giving two lessons in democracy that Americans have forgotten. New Europe before the war: Ukrainians' president's rule becomes increasingly corrupt, authoritarian. The Washington Post after the war: Zelensky, the TV president turned war hero. Wow, there are two Ukraines. You would have thought that there was just one country named Ukraine, but there were two. And it was the Ukraine before the warmongers took interest in it, and Ukraine after. Senate Dem proposal would hike taxes on lower incomes. Manchin Schumer is projected to increase taxes $11 billion more on Americans earning below $200,000 than those earning over $400,000. So basically, it's a bill that will collect from the middle class and the poor. It's absolutely ridiculous. I hope it doesn't pass. We don't need more tax in America. We need less. I don't know if it will pass. There is Manchin who supports it. Will they cancel the filibuster to pass this bill? Or will they find some support on the Republican side? I have no idea. But I hope it doesn't pass, because I wouldn't want any more tax on the American people. Breaking: New York City mayor declares state of emergency due to monkeypox outbreak. So now we have San Francisco and New York City. I mean, I think we've covered this. I don't know why it's presented as breaking, because I think I've said it a couple of days ago, or they were at least headed toward declaring it. As the monkeypox outbreak continues to grow in New York City and across the country, I am today issuing an emergency executive order declaring a local state of emergency. New York City now has over 1,200 reported cases, approximately 25% of cases nationally, and we are continuing to see the numbers rise. This order will bolster our existing efforts to educate, vaccinate, test, and treat as many New Yorkers as possible and ensure a whole-of-government response to this outbreak in partnership with federal, state, and local officials. We will continue to respond with the urgency required to keep people safe, and this order is another tool to help us do so. No comment at all on anal sex, on, you know, the fact that the World Health Organization has said, gay people, reduce your number of partners if you want to avoid monkeypox. This would have been good information to mention right there, so that anyone reading the announcement knows what kind of behavior they can change to flatten the curve. Cynical Biped says they should tell homosexuals to flatten their curve. Well, see, exactly. We had the same idea. We need to flatten the curve. We are asking simply that homosexuals in New York and San Francisco reduce your number of partners. It's just for a limited amount of time. We won't tell you when it stops, but we ask for your cooperation. It's not much. It's not even a mask. You don't even need to put a mask. DK Shadow says, I thought we should follow the WHO's guidelines. Yes, I think there's much less attention given to the WHO, you know? How these mayors were literally making PowerPoint presentations on an everyday basis. People will remember the Cuomo days. There were presentations about, look at what the WHO is saying, you have to do it. Now suddenly there's a silence in the left of the US. We don't hear them drag attention to the WHO recommendations. Dead Star sends a super chat, and this will be soon the end of the show. Let's see what he says. He says, Jeff, please wish me luck before I venture into the beast that is New York City this week. This is my first time visiting the city. My Dutch ancestors colonized as New Amsterdam in the 1600s. I think a bit has changed since then. I hope you're trolling, Dead Star. Don't go to New York City. Don't favor their lifestyle with your money. Even if you just drive into it, you will be buying gas and you'll be paying local shops. And if you go eat, you will be paying taxes that will be collected and somehow will help the locals survive. Leave New York City to its own self. That's what I recommend. Now, maybe you are constrained by family or females to go there, in which case, try to be minimalistic in your interactions there. Engage in the least possible amount of anal sex, which is zero. And yes, I think you're going to be fine. Just don't throw your money out the window. Because the touristic industry is what keeps cities like this alive, and it has to stop. It really has to stop. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. I'm thankful that throughout this whole hour, there has not been a resurgence of my ocular migraine, so I'm crossing fingers that it will not come back later tonight. But that is it for the show. Mark says, is the rectum a sex organ or not? Actually, it is not. And, you know, you can do sex with anything, but it is certainly not evolved to handle sex. And there is someone I know who's a doctor, and he's fascinated by the rectum. Don't ask me why, but, you know, he's almost weirdly fascinated by the rectum, but not in a gay way. See, he respects the rectum so much. He says, JF, the rectum, the pleasure that you have when you use your rectum is even bigger than the one that you experience when you eat. So he compares the pleasure of the use of the rectum to the pleasure of eating, because he sees the rectum as having lips just like our mouths. And to him, it is scandalous that people are using the rectum for sex, because it ruins the rectum. It creates injuries that make going to the bathroom sometimes much more painful, much more annoying. And to him, it's kind of ruining a marvel of nature. I don't share his poetic view of the rectum. I think the rectum is just a tube to go shit. But it's kind of fascinating that there is someone out there with this degree of autism. You know, on the show, on the Ask Me Anything recently, we had a guy who's fascinated about oats. He's really alarmed. He thinks that the Bible is against oats. And this guy was totally fascinated by the rectum, but never in the sense of using it as a sexual organ. All right, that is it for tonight, boys. Much love. I will see you all tomorrow.